When I was in middle school, we had an elective on art appreciation. I attended it, but my relationship with our teacher was a bit rocky. First of all, because of my Jewish observance, this wasn't a Jewish school, and also because I always had to make sure that my opinions would be heard. As you can see, not much has changed. Sorry. Once I walked over to this teacher during a recess and with a very serious look told her that I needed to talk to her. Last night, I spent a long time looking at pictures of naked women, I said. She became very concerned. She started asking me, who was I with and where was it? I told her that I was with the company of some guys and even some girls from our school. She was really disturbed. And especially, she was confused because every name I mentioned was an exemplary straight-A student. She was stunned. And then I added one more detail. All this was in Hermitage Art Museum. We were looking at classic paintings. Why is it that if I look at a picture of a naked woman in a magazine, it is something bad? And if it is on a canvas of Gustave Moreau, it's good. Why is immorality permitted if it is under a banner of art? Movies have rating systems that indicate if a particular film is not for kids. By the way, I wonder why art exhibitions don't have such ratings. But even if we don't talk about nude people, would you like your, say, 10-year-old son to stare for several minutes at a couple hugging and kissing each other, even if they are fully dressed? But movies, which are rated for children, are full of such episodes. Would you like to have your children watching people stab each other on a street or shoot at each other? Probably not. But you have it in every other movie. I'm not even talking about computer games. Media has an expression: if it bleeds, it leads. Scenes with blood are most popular. A movie without murders and depravity will not sell. Can you think of even one film where no one would fall in love with anyone and there would be no violence? Then what would this plot be about, you ask? That's what I'm talking about. The last segment of my blog talked about why Jewish observant families don't have TVs. We don't want to subcontract our subconscious mind to people who cannot be described as the most moral. And this would be true even if there were no crime and love scenes in movies. But the fact is that the movie industry does not produce material that would be clean according to the standards of the Jewish law. Thank God the Jewish Orthodox community created its own production of movies and theater performances for children and for adults, and our family watches them. I once bought an album of dozens of DVDs, if you remember what DVDs are, for my children called Planet Earth, about animals and nature. Thanks to this, they now know about all this much more than me. We watch history documentaries. So there is plenty of material to watch. And do you think that the scenes of violence and love scenes have a detrimental effect only on children? Of course, children are more impressionable than adults, but we all, at any age, are affected by what we see.